the Show and Tell Gallery. We're a kick-ass 501c3 nonprofit that's been around for a couple of years and books regular events here at Three Friends Coffee House on Monday nights. The events are always free. They emphasize collaboration between artists or mediums. And if you're interested in finding out more about what we do or hearing past podcasts, you can see that at showandtellgallery.org. So I'm going to announce tonight's performance, and I want to say thank you, first of all, and foremost, to Sarah, the barista, who's taking care of us tonight. Yay, Sarah! She does accept tips. And to Three Friends Coffee House, which has been our sponsor for a couple of years and lets us come here. And then to my own collaborators, who are not all here on the stage with me, but who help put on the programs and do the webpage and do the podcasting and do the producing. And they are Christine Homensu-White, Nikia Cummings, Patrick Bocard, who actually is recording tonight, Nathan Reynolds, Joel Wedgman, and Wayne Flower, and Ray McDonald. Thank you to them, too. Yay! Okay, so the format is that there are always two shows here on Monday, and the earlier one is structured, and the second one is an open mic. And the open mic sign-up starts at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to tell you about the structured program, which is Three Friends Mondays, and so three creative friends are putting on a show, although one of the creative friends are actually several people. the Dolly Pops are going to lead, and I'm really, really excited that we have a dance troupe who is going to perform here on our humble stage, right on the stage. I met them at a Christmas party in my building, and they were just wonderful and a lot of fun. And they've been around for a couple of years. They started performing together when they were working on other dance numbers. And they've performed at several places. And they have a webpage at, what's it called?
The Dolly Pops PDX.
The Dolly Pops PDX.
Oh,
I see. Okay. So you can pick up a postcard if you want to learn more about them. So they're going to be doing a couple of numbers. They're obviously, they're vintage inspired, but they also have other interests too. But we may be seeing a little bit of the vintage tonight.
We also have calendars for sale.
You have calendars for sale. Oh, okay. How much are they?
$15.
Okay. I'm sure they're well worth it. Yes. Okay. So see the Dolly Pops after the event for that. And then we are, the second act is a slam poet who I was really glad that he got a hold of me. He's part of the Portland Poetry Slam that performs at Backspace. It's a weekly event on Sundays. His name is Dee Holmes, and he tries to be a little bit enigmatic because he doesn't like to typify himself too much, but I wrote down a couple of notes about him. He's a minimalist, and he enjoys culture, community-oriented values, and the... Thank you, the Scholar Sexy Pantheist Universe. I couldn't read my own handwriting. And he's going to be performing slam poetry. And then he'll be followed by Dusty Santa Maria, who's performed here a couple of times. Dusty performs everything from folks to blues to rock and some experimental stuff. He's kind of a protege of Wal Curtis, a local poet. He does a lot of experimental
Girls.
Things.
That's Dusty's cute.
Oh, Walt's here.
Excellent.
He spent some time in New Orleans before he came back to Portland, and he has a very distinctive sound. So we're going to get started with the show, starting with the Dolly Pops.
Okay. Yeah, it should be working now.
Good evening, folks.
Usually I would get a little bit nervous before I get up here, but I have to say you ladies were so entertaining, I forgot to get nervous. It's amazing how that works like that. Quite pleasantly entertained, I must say I was. So I'm actually Jean-Paul Gerard Dinselli, but nobody calls me that. Friends for a long, long time called me Holmes, hence the pseudonym Dylan Holmes, a.k.a. D. Holmes, Holmes D, any combination of the above. All good by me. Can you guys hear me okay back there?
Sure.
We good? Okay. So I've also put together a little compilation here of some poems that I've written over the years. There are 27 poems in this collection. Of course, it is for sale. I also offer an in-the-flesh discount. So if you get it from me online, it's more expensive. If you get it from me in person, cheaper, significantly cheaper. It is $19.80 online. There's a $10 discount. It comes in at $9.80 in person. And if anyone can tell me why I insist on giving two dimes back for change, I will give you a free copy tonight. It's a little bit of a riddle. Two dimes. Just think about it. That's really close and a great answer, but no. So instead of starting from the beginning, I'm going to kind of start a little bit further into the sequence. Some of these poems are real short, and they just kind of sort of flow right from one into the next, ideally at any rate. Constructive deviation. Step outside the flow of the show. Check out the crazy social stream. Lunar folk and a giant joke. Selling sweat to the engine's gleam. Yeah, I went to school where they taught me how to trade my sin for 9 to 5. But now I know I was fed a show to work their work and die alive. Yeah, I paid the fee to a big movie. I got trained how to live the life. At the mall I bought a Gucci watch and a big diamond for my wife. Work, consume. I learned the way to be a cog in the mean machine. But a firefly eye on the 4th of July broke the spell and exposed the scene. Communion. You feed your heat as you need to eat and dine on the flesh from a fresh food feast. You re-cocoon your face-fed fuel. Like a happy, hungry beast. You pass it down, refined. To be hollowed by the pumpkin crew, humming blot on a funky quest in a seed cell at the solar zoo. Starlight grays, seed swollen sweet. Got bugs full of love from blades of grass. Fruit tree, old farm milky. Her blooming babe to live and pass. Windblown leaves, autumn thieves, mushrooms, mortal prey, or the peach seed suckles need in the warm womb of sweet decay. Death, life, the peace and strife, dreamed a dreamer, a broken stare. Paradox, paradigm. See one in the other to become aware. one and the other to become aware. Sort of a plea, perhaps, to get past old Descartes and his dualistic thinking. If you ever had an opportunity, there's an excellent philosopher out there, also a Frenchman, by the name of Lemaître. Lemaître effectively dismantled Descartes' dualism, sort of this recurring theme that we humans have to put everything into two stereotyped categories, one opposing the other, when perhaps reality just might be a wee bit more complicated than that. So why do we put thoughts and ideas regularly into two opposing categories? It's a good question academics have struggled with it for a long time. It's kind of what this poem is about, Pandora's Box. Deep inside Pandora's box, I picked an apple that belonged to Eve. But my bite found a phony taste, plastic echo of intent to deceive. The story stems from the ancient earth as living life fights to stay alive, weathered with trial and error, and injected with the will to survive. Sunflower stents, garden grazer. Linus hunts for the health of her pride. Aquatic spider builds a diving bell, and the Rattel badger follows a honey guide. Fight, flight, lust, and appetite turn to dreams of ends and means. Each beast built to cling to life by the riddle writing in his genes. So after time, a naked ape found the fit for a big brain niche. Imagination, model memories, Mother Nature throws a light bulb switch. So here's the catch, a price tag stream. It's a stab source flying flag spot. We were designed with the drive to live, but the first to know that we would not. Mayhem control down to death toll. Walk the beast through morality, and this is why. Deep in your eye, there's a good and evil dichotomy. But please trade your cube of ice for a box of burning coal and a dying, shining yellow star for a blackborn solar hole. Ingrained Illusion, the oldest of the poems amongst the collection, probably 96. Seagulls circling in the sky, imitating stars, they live and die. The crocodile brain at the center of your skull knows no murder nor mercy, just empty and full. Morality was molded by an organic accumulation of fear that made human offspring chances more sincere. But Mother Nature's mind does decline, the evil defined by the plastic divine. Indeed, it seems a frightening find that in only the cranks of our mind were right and wrong designed, but reasons remain to be kind. Jesus. Up on the cross, Jesus knew, in his heart as he bled. It's not about the gold or the afterlife, but the love you allow your life to spread. Fast forward to the room. Fiddler Fade taps his foot to the rhythm of the moon. Birds, beasts, water birth, a wolf walks in the room. He felt the tune howl him to the team. It pulled him to the pack. Flocks fly through an open window, apes enter through the back. Bugs, birds, pods, and herds, each tuned by the room to make and manage. Equipped with their best of friends, the genes for cooperative advantage. But the fiddler frowns at the backdoor frame of the social species box, enters a restless breed that competes beyond need, a matrix magnet of paradox. Some give, some take, some help, and some fake, and in tow, a complex culture of contradiction. Complete self-control takes a mighty toll next to credit card access to a buffet of addictions. Compete, conform, hot, cold, cool, and warm. There's a zigzag curse inside your head. to buy new clothes in response to your woes and help the marketing machine keep anxiety fed. Whether we choose to know or just go with the show, this paradigm of profit is bound to misery. It selects for those that accumulate foes and make their friends through strategic bribery. It's a big bad building built on top a foundation of serotonin and dopamine. A mammal, a lust, a booty in the bust. She gets all hot for the guy that gets respect when he's mean. And the crowned ape perched on top, a pyramid of primate strife, copulates and repopulates lowlands with new life, so that deep down code of the crown, sex and anger, locked and linked, swimming apes compete and climb, defining the push instinct. But flip it around to my crew, I am bound, be apart and don't fall back, incumbent instinct to run with the rules and feel the of the pack. Boxing music, push and pull, throbbing at his core, inside out, primate shout, committed at the door. And finally, Einstein's Bones. A little story about a buddy of mine named Jimmy Jack Bone Roller. Jimmy Jack Bone Roller was made in Japan, and when I asked him the line, he answered like a man. Said to me, my friend, it's all in the matter of making chance. And then he gave up the details of the funky puppet dance. I guess I should go back and explain to you his scene. You see, Jimmy Jack wasn't just a fellow, but a robotic-like machine. Circuits wire a secret chip installed into his head. He was built by the Japanese and completely patented. You see, Jimmy Jack had these hands that were made perfectly precise. He was bought by a casino club and built to throw the dice. He'd steal a glance at them bones right before the toss, and then he'd choose to take the win or give a phony loss. He'd engineer the throw and roll behind a hollow bet. Then gambling folk with no hope would pray for big applause. And what they didn't know is that Jimmy could see the line of cards. So I asked him, Jimmy Jack, would you please explain? I'm looking for the luck and the riddle of the train. He said it straight from that gambling booth back at the casino bar, said lack of luck or fate be kind. Depends on when you are. Win or lose only seems pure chance. Before the event, y'all call effect. But in the dark, the atomic moon is bloom bound to drown and reconnect. Well, how you figure? I asked Jimmy Jack as I scratched my head. And with a firefly twinkle in his eye, this is what he said. Each moment is a target of the past. The present cannot stand alone. It's a blossom product blooming in the now from seeds already sown. For every cause, there is a cause, each the design of destiny. And random's just a mortal word for what your eyes can't see. See, shoulders shrug and gods get named to explain the depth and dark. Then science battles invested in myth and slowly expands the mark. So drain the fret and load the bet. As the computer prophet calls out the ecliptic moon, there's the submarine calling for the love to be stashed in a cosmic cocoon. Back to you, Lisa.
You're going to tell us a story, aren't you? lollipops have disappeared. Songs. It's a Texas song. They probably wrote that in Texas. I'm going to Texas soon.
When are you going to Texas? Austin?
I'm going to Austin the 1st of March, yeah. There ain't no reason for it, but I'm feeling crazy, feeling lonely. I'm walking the floor, I'm watching the door, and in between I drink. Well, 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 I'm beginning to think that I'm reaching my. You can't sing the truth if you're living a lie. Can't paint your masterpiece when your hands are tied at the stone steps of Thebes. My heart's on the line. I'm melting and I'm sinking into the great design. Once I thought I was a poet, but then greed got involved. I reveled in the mystery, but the mystery got solved. So I'm getting it together, honey. I'm getting back to God knows where. Believe in the beauty of life, but even a flower's black at night. All right, all right, all right. You gave me a key, you showed me the way. A starving in the belly of a burning cafe. So that's what you're talking about when you talk about love. 5 mirrors in front of me, all I see is smoke. Someone tell the master I never got the joke that she made of our lives. The masterpiece is unsigned, and if I'm singing all right, then my hands are untied. I'm packing my suitcase, sugar. I'm getting back to God knows where. That's a kind of a sorrowful number that I wrote last winter in Berlin. It wasn't a sorrowful time at all. Called, I did this here last time I was here. It's called You Can't Spell Lonesome Without Me. Hello. Pick an apple from a cherry tree. You can't grow a garden if you don't plant the seed. I'm good at love, I'm good at hate, but in between I freeze. The chain gang hounds are howling. You can't spell lonesome without me. Round with sorrow, I've done my dance with doubt. I dissected my desires to see what they're about. And everything I know, every place I go, every breath I breathe celebrates a mystery. Can't spell lonesome without me. True as a guilty plea, old as the Eden tree. I tried to use a spoon to empty out the sea. You can't spell lonesome without me. True as a guilty plea, old as the Eden tree. It's like busting out of jail just to find out you're in hell. You can't spell lonesome without me. I'm done with all the deals that I made on a dead end street. I finally learned how it feels to stand up on my own two feet. Tonight I'm as free as anyone gets to be. I'm walking through the valley and sea. And just like you, I'm only passing through. Can't spell lonesome without me. Just like you, I'm only passing through. Can't spell lonesome without me. Just like you, I'm only passing through. You can't spell lonesome without me. Just like you, I'm only passing through. You can't spell lonesome without me. This seems like an appropriate venue and situation to try out a brand new number that I've never performed for anybody. So it is like a living room situation, so let me try this new song out for you, my friends. It's called I don't know what it's called. I think I'm gonna call it, well, actually I have no idea yet. Maybe you can give a suggestion. Lipstick traces, crooked skyline, paper thin hotel, night by night. Cigarettes overflowing, the ashtray. These foolish things define my life. When you're downtown dancing to jazz in the heat, remember the deal we made on Desire Street. Or if you're back in the city, walking down the Bowery, we both know how lonesome this city can be. Thank you. church bells chiming through police sirens, telephone ringing down the hall. I'm wearing my memories like rosary beads, wondering if my baby ever got clean. Well, I was drunk on Decatur, playing for passing change. I saluted your wisdom, you told me I was strange. Oh, when we went to Coney Island, we swam in the sea. I was a cracked carnival mirror when you found me. Dance invitations, empty train stations, melody to your song I got all wrong. Phonograph needle, black and white dream, these foolish things define my life. Trees with all of those broken branches falling all around me. And oh, my little darling, you won't be mine forever. You weren't made for me. think I'll leave you all with that. Is that about right? All right, thanks. Okay, we're gonna go to Willie Nelson. You guys should come to a place called, hey, John, you should go come to a place called The Variant on February 3rd where my rock and roll band will be playing a party. This is my story to you. I'll give you all the information. Weird, man, all of these strange faces coming. How you doing, Scotty? if you wanna come to a party with good music and good people, come talk to me and I'll tell you all about it.
Thanks to Dusty, to D-Holmes, to the Dolly Pops. Boy, we had a D theme going on. I didn't even know it. We had it was a D thing. We have 15 minutes before the show until open mic. That'll be at the Cream and Sugar. And about 25 minutes before we start. So.